This is 7AD. What a spectacular day it was Saturday afternoon at the Devonport Oval for the Hillcrest Community Fund game between the Hawks and the Tigers. Brad Cole does the cricket work there at the Oval. Hello, mate.
Hey, I'm Darren.
Now, did you actually, because you do the scoring for the Devonport Cricket Club, apart from the curating, did you actually get to the game or were you stuck scoring?
No, I found the players and that helped me out with scoring duties up at Wynyard. So, yeah, I got to, well, I probably didn't quite enjoy the whole game. We were fairly busy here in the cricket club rooms with our bar operating that. So, it was a steady stream of customers all day. So, probably took to about the fourth quarter where I could just sort of sit back and enjoy a little bit of the match. But, yeah, a great day was had by all.
Right, so what did you do with the square there? Because I couldn't notice a pitch. So how did you get that done?
So cricket stopped at the Oval 3 weeks ago. Basically there was four of the pitches were really well grassed and didn't need too much work to them. There was two that were, yeah, we needed to get a bit of seed on and hopefully that got going, and by the sort of going into the last week of preparation, it started to sprout and come up. Yeah, and it really gave the square I'd probably say it was probably 95% covered. There was still a couple of little bare patches here and there, but yeah, overall we're pretty happy with how the square pulled up.
Yeah, it looked magnificent, and the Hawks coach Sam Mitchell said it was beautiful, so I think we'll take that as a tick. All right, so my question now is what happens with, because Devonport is scheduled to play Ulverston this weekend at the Oval, final round of Cricket North West first grade, so what's happening now?
Yeah, so on Sunday morning, I dragged myself back down here and got the roller out and one of the pitches that we brought up earlier in the season. Didn't have too much damage on it, the one closest to the grandstand side. So yeah, that was that pulled up pretty well. So I've only had to patch up a couple of little holes in it and got the roller on it for a good 45 minutes on Sunday to flatten it out. And the weather forecast is looking pretty good this week. So all things being equal, the pitch, we should have a pitch ready to play on for Saturday and Sunday.
Awesome. Well done. All right. Now, saw in the news last week this story about a multi-purpose development dependent on funding, obviously, for the Devonport Oval. So that would include, obviously, footy and cricket and cycling and perhaps basketball. So I know you're not sort of running the show, but you've heard a few, you've had a few conversations with people. So what is the plan, basically?
Oh, look. One of the things that was interesting during the lead-up to this footy game was we had some people come down from Launceston City Council who work at UTAS Stadium, who are obviously all over how to run an AFL game and all that sort of stuff. So they were a great help during the week. And one of their comments all throughout the lead-up was they couldn't believe how much space we have here at the Devonport Oval. Mm. And it's true, there is a lot of space that's probably underutilised. So, look, I know the basketball club have been sort of looking at options because obviously they don't have too much more room there at their Forbes Street venue right now, and I think they're probably looking for a couple more courts as well. So, yeah, look, there's plenty of space here. And I think what the AFL game showed on Saturday is while the venue, just on camera and to the TV, looked in beautiful condition and everything, it is an outdated venue and it does need a severe upgrade if we're to try and get these sort of calibre matches here again. You know, we had to shoehorn a few things in here and there to fit all the, you know, officials and that in. Mm. But yeah, the venue is a bit tight and does need a significant upgrade, and this will go a long way to helping that and attracting big games here at the Oval, and, you know, not just football, cricket, but, you know, basketball as well. You know, you have a big multi-court venue like that, you're in the rain to host national championships, all that sort of stuff. So,
Well, it's the way that things are done now. If you're going to get funding for a new facility, it's got to be multi-sport, hasn't it?
Well, that's right. It just becomes a much more attractive option to fund when you've got a multitude of sports in the one place. A lot easier to service, maintain, all dotted all over the city. So look, I think there's a lot of positives in it, and hopefully, some funding comes through and some work can start at the Oval. Because yeah, it, as I said before, it is needed. There are some old facilities here, and I'm just sitting in our cricket club rooms here. They're nearly 60 years old, and you know, you do little bits and pieces here and there to try and improve the building, but you know, the overall structure of the building is getting on a bit, and Well, time for an upgrade.
Yeah, well, you've also got like the green space, the grass, which was used for the food vans on the weekend. You've got that sort of down by the oceans. You've got that area. And also you might be able to, you know, have access to, because Byard Park is a massive green space. You could put a basketball court over there.
Oh, yeah, there's that area there. There's outside the Sunrise Motor Inn, there's two big green spaces as well. Mm. Byard Park, you give that a little bit of an upgrade and some, maybe put in some lights as well, and all of a sudden, Devonport Football Club, we can use that as a training base and stay off the oval a bit more, and that looks after the oval, and when the oval's in better nick, everyone, you know, football and cricket win in that regard. So, lots of positives.
All right, well, lots to go on that. So, but an election's coming up, a couple of elections, so watch this space. Very good. So well done on the oval, mate. Look fantastic.
I'd like to take a lot of credit, but the Devonport City Council must their staff, their grounds staff must take a lot of credit as well. They put in a power work over the last 3 weeks, and they probably did. There was probably 3 weeks of work done, which you'd usually spread out over, you know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks. So, it's taken a fair bit of work. But, having watched the replays on TV, the oval did look pretty good. Still a little bit, the rain we had Friday night, probably some parts of the outfield a little bit chopped up. But, we'll roll those during the week and try and flatten them out. And hopefully by Saturday, there's cricket played.
All right. Good stuff. See you at the cricket Saturday.
Thanks, Darren.